Tonight we inaugurate a series of broadcast episodes over this station entitled Abroad with the Lockharts. Mr. and Mrs. Lockhart are the typical American Mr. and Mrs. who go abroad. Mr. Lockhart is a businessman, comfortable, blunt, knows his own mind, enjoys his business and his community. A plain American businessman. Mrs. Lockhart is the pleasant type of American wife. A thorough housekeeper, belongs to the woman's club and the literary club of her town, and still retains the spirit of romance. Their complex situations, we are certain, will delight the friends of this station each week. The scene tonight is the living room of the Lockharts.
I see where Hoover was fishing again last weekend.
Was he?
Yeah, but he didn't catch any. I bet he thinks that fish are almost as stubborn as senators. He can't be using the right bait. Now, when I go fishing this summer...
That's what I want to talk to you about.
Fishing? Why, certainly, my dear. Why didn't you say so? Turn off the radio.
No, dear, not fishing.
What then?
I want to talk to you about this summer.
Well, this summer means fishing to me.
Dear, I want to show you something. Here it is.
What's this?
It's a circular.
Circular about what?
A circular about Europe.
Oh, so that's it. I threw out about 50 of those things last week. They were all over the house.
I just want you to look at it.
Well, leave it here. I'll look at it later on.
I want you to look at it now, dear.
Oh, well, where are my glasses?
On your forehead.
Yeah, you know, these circulars are a delusion. They only tell you what they want you to know, not what you ought to know. Now, let's see. Tour Europe with us. 7 glorious countries. 50 wonderful days.
Oh, isn't it thrilling, dear?
Maybe, but I don't want to go to Europe. I want to go fishing.
Do you know what year this is?
I do.
Well, I don't think you do. This is our 10th anniversary year, and you promised me that you'd give me just what I wanted.
Did I?
And I want a trip to Europe. Nearly every other woman at our club has been to Europe, and I'm beginning to feel such a frump. And it isn't as if we couldn't afford it. And I want you to take me.
Well, isn't this kind of sudden?
Now, I've only mentioned it once a day for the last 6 months.
Oh, but shucks, I just thought you were only talking.
Read the circular, dear. See? 6 days of calm seas and sunny skies and then...
A storm.
No. Paris.
Paris?
Paris. The French people call it Paris.
Oh, so that's why you've been having this French teacher here every week.
Yes, dear. I want to be able to take you around Paris myself. We'll visit the Tuileries.
Who are they?
Oh, they're not people, dear. It's a sort of a place with a garden. And then we'll see the invalids.
My dear, I don't want to go to Europe to visit invalids.
Oh, they're not invalids. That's just their name.
What are they then?
Now, that's just why I want you to go. I hear the other women talking about invalids and the goblins.
Goblins?
Oh, they must be those things on the top of the Notre Dame Cathedral. And then there's the Malmo Maison.
What's that?
Well, in English, that means bad house, but it isn't. Then there's the Versailles Palace with 400 rooms.
Stop right there. If you expect me to walk through 400 rooms, the trip's off.
No, dear, we don't have to walk through any of them. And then there's the museums. There's 24 museums in Paris.
Now listen, my dear. I was in one museum in my life, the Eden Museum in New York, and that was enough for me.
Well, dear, we don't have to go into them.
Oh, I'd rather go fishing.
You can fish in the Seine.
Yes, and catch frogs.
Then we can walk through the Latin Quarter.
More walking.
And see all those funny artists. And
we don't have to go to Europe to see funny artists, my dear. That fellow you had at your club last week, he was...
Oh, then we can go to Switzerland and see the Alps and hear the yodelers.
But, dear, we've heard yodelers.
And then to Italy and go through all those marvelous cathedrals.
No cathedrals for me.
And in Rome, we'll visit the catacombs.
Are they damp?
Well, I don't know.
Well, no catacombs anyway.
All right, dear. But in Florence, we can see all the wonderful tombs of the famous dead people.
I'd much rather go fishing.
And then we'll visit Venice and ride in gondolas.
What do you call them?
Gondolas.
I thought it was gondolas.
Now, that's just why a trip would be good for you, dear. You'll know how to pronounce all those names.
It's much easier to buy a dictionary.
Oh, why will you be so obstinate? Can't you see I've set my heart on going? I'm tired of hearing other women say, when I was in Paris and when I was in Rome. I tell you, I've made up my mind and I'm going to Europe this summer, even if I have to go alone.
Alone?
Yes, if I have to.
But what would I do? Who'd look after me?
That's your affair. I think after 10 years I deserve the sort of holiday I want and not the sort of holiday you want.
Are you in earnest?
I was never more in earnest in my life.
Well, dear, of course, you know, I always want you to have what you want.
So I notice.
And if your mind is really made up...
It is?
Well, all right. Of course, I'll have to cancel my fishing trip and see about our reservations on the steamer. Maybe we can't get any.
I've already made them.
What?
I've made reservations for sailing on the same day you were to start your fishing trip.
Well, I'll be...
And, dear, we're going to be in Venice on the night of our 10th anniversary.
Are we now? That's sort of nice and poetic-like.
Oh, I'm so thrilled.
Well, now, just a minute. We've got to have an agreement. If I go to Europe with you, I don't want to walk 8 miles a day getting educated.
No, dear.
And I don't want to see any museums.
No, dear.
Or cathedrals.
No, dear.
Or catacombs.
No, dear.
Or tombs of famous dead ones.
No, dear. No, you can do just as you like. You can sit in the car while I see them.
Well, that's all right. Of course, there may be one or two of the important places I might like to see.
Certainly, dear, just as you like.
Well, all right, that's settled.
Oh, you're a darling. Here's a kiss for you.
Now I'll have to call up Charlie Morris and tell him our fishing trip is off. Lord, he'll be sore. Hello. Operator? Main 4321. What sort of clothes do we wear?
Oh, I have it all planned. You will take your +4s, your gray suit, and your dinner jacket, and your dark suit. And I've ordered a tweed traveling suit and a summer dress.
Oh, you have?
Yes, dear. And the rest? Well, the rest I'll get in Paris.
Uh-huh. I begin to see. Hello. Hello. Is that you, Charlie? This is Will speaking. Yes. Say, Charlie, about that fishing trip. I'm afraid you'll have to count me out. Count me out. No, I can't go. That's what I said. Well, Charlie, the wife and I are going to Europe. That's right, Europe. Crazy. not that I know of. Now, wait a minute, Charlie. You see, I've been thinking about it for some time. Oh, yes, I have. And I've decided that the wife needs the trip. So I've made up my mind, and I have a wonderful little tour planned and everything. Yep. All right. Charlie, drop me a card if you catch any big ones. All right. Goodbye.
There we are, dear.
You're the nicest husband a woman ever managed.
Well, I guess every husband would be nice if he had a wife like you. Now, let me study that circular a bit and see what we're going to get. And turn on the radio, dear.
Tour Europe with us. Seven glorious countries, 50 wonderful days. Well, we'll see.
Tour Europe with us. Seven glorious countries. Well, you have just started to go abroad with the Lockhart. Next week is sailing day. And this typical American Mr. and Mrs. again will delight us from on shipboard. Be sure to tune in next week at the same hour and enjoy a trip abroad with the Lockharts.